Rick's office, how can I help?
Morning, this is Britta Strzelko calling from Delta Defense. I believe you just called
Hey,
me.
Britta. Hey, thank you for calling back. I just left you voicemail about 5 minutes ago. All right, how's your morning coming along?
It is good, just getting stuff done. So what about you?
Well, not too bad, just starting out, and I saw your inquiry come in on our website. I think you were looking for a mobile application development company, is that correct? All right, perfect. So I've already got a hold of your website. I'm looking at it right now, usconcealedcarry.com. Is that you, or is the Delta a better website to look at?
So the U.S. Concealed Carry provides a membership product, and Delta Defense LLC is the insurance policy holder that supports that membership product. So our primary website is usconcealedcarry.com, and then the checkout experience does live on deltadefense.com.
Okay, perfect. So I'm looking at the U.S. Concealed Carry website. Tell me about it. What are you trying to accomplish with the mobile application?
Yeah, so right now we have three mobile applications, and we're looking to consolidate them into one mobile application for just ease of, customer experience. They're currently for three different types of offerings. How familiar are you with the firearm space?
Myself, I'd say, pretty moderate. I wouldn't, I'm not a big fan, and, it's not that I don't know much about it, but I think we can wrap our heads around, the technical part with firearms. But I do understand mobile apps in and out, if that helps.
Yeah, that makes sense. I would say that the more knowledge you have in the space, the better, because it plays into the user experience, right? Currently, the reason I ask is for education purposes, because
Sure.
one of our applications is for reciprocity. So basically, where you can carry your firearm if you have a certain state permit. So, for example, if you have a Wisconsin permit and you are traveling, you need to be aware of when you're crossing state lines and if that state honors your permit or not. So that is one of the instances that our mobile application helps with. And then we also have our primary membership mobile application, which we just call our legacy app. So that helps our members access their account information, that sort of thing. And then we also have online firearms training. So that is our third app. It's called Protector Academy. And we, oh, go ahead.
I think I've already found all three of them on your app store, at least in Apple. And I'm looking at the concealed, and then there's the other one called Reciprocity, and then the third one is a Protector Academy by USCCA. That's all you guys, right? Okay, perfect. Go ahead.
Yeah, so that one is really online training, so videos. So yeah, and we're looking to make them all into one seamless experience.
Okay, so let me ask you a couple of questions to start with, to make sure where we essentially need to begin with in terms of consolidating these applications. So I see that they're on your own Apple developer account. That's Delta Defense LLC, and all three applications are sitting on your own account. So do you own the rights to these applications, or are you, in layman terms, are you hiring them, or are you renting them from another company?
We all married to them.
You have the rights to it, okay. And are you familiar with the technology that's used, or the framework that's used to build each of these three applications?
I'm sure our IT teams are. I'm the project manager for this effort, so I'm not familiar, but I can get the answer.
Okay. And I'm looking at some screenshots of each of these mobile apps. Are you looking to have them redesigned or rehauled as well, or do you just want to pull together the same exact thing from three applications to one?
We would be looking for an improved experience.
Okay, that means using these as an inspiration and starting from scratch for each of these three mobile applications, correct?
I would think so. Whatever we do, we would want them to, be cohesive with the website. It doesn't have to be the exact same, but we should take from the website for inspiration, as well as the legacy apps.
Sure, and you mentioned that your internal IT team manages these applications for now, and they, given that these applications must be up to date, through your IT internal IT team, right? Okay. Well, I think I'm looking at the screenshots, and my personal recommendation would be to start from scratch, and that allows for a better user experience, like you mentioned, because I think these apps were built at least a couple of years ago, especially the, this one, the third application, in fact, the first one, Conceal Carry. This probably looks a little outdated in terms of the designs as well. So yeah, I mean, as long as you guys want to start from scratch and use these as an inspiration to, kind of do a much better design, something more current, but with similar features to what it is right now in each of these three applications, I think the tech stack even would not matter a lot, because if we were to pick up from, pick up these applications and then combine them together as they are, without starting from scratch, then the first thing we'd have to make sure is that all three of them were on the same framework. So if this was React, for example, I'm not too sure how familiar you are with frameworks, but if this was React, for example, then all of the three applications were supposed to be on React in order to make sure they could be seamlessly combined.
Yep, that makes sense.
Right?
So to be a little bit more clear, when I say start from scratch, we have a really large user base for two of our applications. So we likely would like to keep one of them. They are on different devices, unfortunately. But to your point, yes, we would like to keep one of our applications and then ensure that all of the other apps are moved over into that tech stack. However, they don't need to be represented in the same way that they are today, in terms of like navigation within the application. Does that make sense?
I think it does. I think the one that you want to keep is the first one, right? The USCCA, a concealed carry app by USCCA, correct?
Actually,
The one.
I believe reciprocity. I have to. I would have to look. It's between Reciprocity and I believe the USCCA app.
Okay. So in that case, I think all that you need to let us know, for starters, is going to be whether what framework is the reciprocity app using, and the database that's plugged behind this application as well. So this technology will become the primary foundation for the rest of the two applications, and essentially the other two applications will need to be done from scratch. So we keep the first one, the reciprocity, or the other one, whichever you confirm. And then, we plug the other two applications from scratch into this first one, and we could map out the features, we could go through all of that ourselves, and we could get back to you with the scope of work, and that's going to help us make some progress towards getting one step closer to getting started.
Okay. Would you say what's the like percentage of I would say mobile app development versus user experience that you guys take a look at?
So I think we now that's a good question. So about 20% of our the projects that we do are solely for user experience, and that essentially means that a lot of times the products the development is not needed to be done right away. And then a lot of times our clients, they have their own in-house teams for development, but for user experience, they'd like to hire us and have us do it. However, the proportion is naturally small because in most cases, they want to outsource the complete application and have it done with us. So, you know, in any case, with each application, we have to take care of the UI and the UX because that happens to be one of the preliminary stages with building any mobile application, no matter how far you want to go with this. So we take care of it until deployment for you, if you like, or if you just want us to design it for you, we do the UI and the UX design as well. Does
Okay, that's helpful.
that answer your question?
Yep.
Okay, great.
Yes.
So, Now, what kind of deadline are you guys working with? I mean, is there a deadline, you know, for you guys to make sure this goes out by a certain date?
Yes. So currently we are vetting partners or a partner. So I've got viewers out to about, you know, 5 to 10 different app development companies. So within the next couple of weeks, we would like to evaluate the partnership and take a look at a design that you guys would present to our team. And we would like that done. Let me just check my dates here. We are looking to review designs from all of these partners by the 15th of December. It doesn't mean to be coded, it's more of the user experience and understanding what your plan is for consolidating the three apps. But that's our current timeline, and then the mobile app development would be subsequent in Q1, Q2, Q3 of next year.
Okay, so just to confirm, you said you want to see the designs by the 15th of next month?
Correct. And I don't know that it has to be like this fully finalized designs, but I would say probably like 80% of the way there.
Okay, so how we work essentially, and you know, this might differ by a bit from company to company, Brita, is that we, you know, when we onboard you, the first milestone is the UI and the UX design, right? However, you sign up for the full project, and until the UI and the UX designs are done and approved by you, you still have the option to opt out and cancel the contract in case the designs don't turn out to be, or you feel like the partnership may not be a good fit, right? So we give you an upfront cost. We give you an upfront timeline for the complete design, development, and deployment, and that kind of helps you look through through the end of the process and be able to make sure that we are not just a good fit for the UI and the UX, but we're also a good fit in terms of timeline, in terms of the cost, and then in terms of quality of work until the final deployment or the completion of the application as well. Is that how you guys are looking to work, or do you have a different a plan for bringing together this partnership?
I think that's really helpful. Thank you for covering that. I would say we are comfortable with just about everything. We would not be signing a partnership agreement until after the 15th, when we make our selection and recommendation to our leadership team.
Okay, and before that, you want to see the designs. The UI and the UX. Okay. Well, in that case, you
And
know, usually what we, sorry.
I was just going to say, we can work out what that means. Like, if you guys aren't willing to or aren't able to put together like a full experience, we can talk through that.
I'm sorry, you kind of broke off on the last bit. Could you repeat the last thing you said?
Yeah, I just said that able to put together a full design without a partnership agreement, we can talk through that and see what that looks like.
Okay, so essentially, what would you expect if not a full design? Because a full design would essentially mean somewhere about 30 to 35% of the work done, right? And if that needs to be done before you guys sign up, that means 30 to 35% of the effort needs to be put in before we have a commitment from your side. So if not that, then usually what we do, just to kind of help you get in terms with how we work, we give you a full scope of work document that kind of lays down each feature of the application to its bone, right? So that way, the documentation is finalized, the feature sets are finalized. That way, you have a fixed cost, you have a fixed timeline as well that we can keep within. And like I said, you can look through the end of the process. But if you guys want to see some designs before you sign up and you want to make sure we are a good fit or whoever the company you work with is a good fit in terms of the user experience part of the application, then as an exception, this is something we do on, on an exception basis with other projects as well. We could do a mood board whereby up to 5 screens of your application would be designed by us. They'd be presented to your team and yourselves. And based off of that, and along with, of course, the full scope of work document that details each of the features that goes with every project that we, pre-onboarding before we onboard them. So that we could submit together before, of course, the 15th of the next month, if that kind of helps you guys make a decision. Because I honestly, I'm not too sure what kind of conversation you've had with other companies, but I think you'd probably hear the same from other companies as well. Because like I mentioned to you, the UI and the UX, the full UI and the UX would somewhere be about 30, if not 35% of the full application work anyway.
That makes sense. I think that is a reasonable middle ground. The mood board with 5 full screens, and then the full scope of work. What other
Sure.
questions do you have for me?
Well, I think nothing for now. As long as you can get back to me with the framework and the application that you want to keep, and the other, so which one becomes the primary application. So how we will essentially do this is, the primary application will stay there, and whenever we complete the full application that combines the first one and the other two, we'll push this as an update on the primary application. So, you don't lose the user base, you don't lose your age and ranking on the app stores, and essentially whatever you inherit from the application that you want to keep as your primary application, that stays there intact without having to, push a new code and a new app altogether and then starting from scratch in terms of app store optimization, if you guys have done any of that as yet. And also making sure your user base stays intact. So your users are going to receive an update on their phones, on their mobile devices. They'd be asked to update their application, and that's how they'd be onboarded to the updated application, the combined application that we put together and, upload to the app stores.
Yep, that makes sense.
Right?
That's exactly
Now,
what we're looking for.
fantastic. So I think we're on the same page as far as that part of the deployment is concerned. Now, if I may ask you this, Britta, apart from, of course, the cost that kind of becomes the boiling point, where things would boil down to, what other factors would be, would you guys be looking at in terms of deciding which company is a good fit to work with you?
I mean,
The UX for
I've
one, I
asked,
think that, yeah. Sorry?
yeah, I would say UX. We really want to understand how you guys think. The company methodology is important to us. We also are a very fast-paced company, so communication is key. I like that you already reached out to me via phone call, which is great. And
Okay, yeah, so you kind of got a taste of it already. So, yes.
yeah.
Communication-wise, that's how fast we are. Apart from that, throughout the project, how we work, is that we divide the development and the design and the deployment into milestones. So you receive an update every once a week You get an update from our team on how far they have been, and we collect your feedback on most milestone deliveries that we send out to you before we get a approval from you and move to the next step. Now, for some people or some companies, this might mean that the process actually slows down if your feedback takes some time, and we don't mind that. So if we tell you we can complete the application within 4 months, for example, and that's something we have to talk about as well, by the way. But if we tell you that if we can complete the application within 4 months, and you guys want to take some time, you want to discuss this internally, collect some feedback from the different stakeholders, all that is just fine with us. So the timeline we give you is excluding the time it takes for your team to get back to us with the feedback whenever that's needed. Rest assured, it's not like we take an order today and get back to you 4 months later that your application is done and, please sign it off and we'd like to get it done and, remove this from our roster. We take feedback, and your feedback is very much important at each step of the process. We call it a collaboration, and, your approval, your input is going to be equally important.
That's helpful. In terms of, I feel like I have so many questions for you, but I also want to make sure that I can set up time with you and the team, because there's different stakeholders that will ask different questions. And I also have a scope of work document that I would love to send over to you. What is your email address?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You could send this to Rick, R-I-C-K, that's the first name, dot, as in a period, last name,
yep.
Martin, as in M-A-R-T-I-N, at Hoffman-Mazur, which is H as in Harry, O as in Oscar, F as in Foxtrot, F as in Foxtrot, N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, A as in Alpha, Z as in Zebra, O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo, .com. And that's our website as well. If you'd like to, in case you'd like to visit us and see what kind of work we've done, all of that information is also available on the website too.
Perfect. Yep. I've been on your website already. Okay. Well, that sounds good. I will get that sent over. One of the other, I would say, most important questions, our plan is to launch this application and still have our IT team fully ingrained in the development process so that when it comes to maintenance of the application post-launch, they are able to step in and still own that. Is that something that you have done in the past with organizations?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think we even prefer that. If your team has to take care of the maintenance after the development is done, we do offer maintenance, just by the way, but that's completely optional. There's nothing bounding you to keep it with us. If your team has to maintain the application, then, yes, we can collaborate with them. We just need to know who the stakeholders are, who we need to get in contact with, who's going to be the liaison between us and you. And I think it's going to be smooth. And, yes, we've done this before with other companies and, other projects as well, and should not be a problem at all. It's just that, while we're speaking about it, you may have to also confirm to me which of the frameworks are they familiar with. Either they want to go with something that's cross-platform, so it can be deployed on Android and iOS with a single code base with minimal, updates, or they want to have a native application for each of the iOS and Android. So, and as long as they're using one of the open source frameworks, say React or Flutter or, Xcode, we have resources and we have expertise with pretty much all of the open source technologies out there. And it's just a matter of you confirming it to me so that I can go ahead and assign you the teams accordingly.
That's helpful. I can find out.
Right. The three things at your end, the application that stays primary, which framework is that built on, and then what framework is your IT team comfortable with so that, once we're done, you already have the expertise in-house and the resources in-house to take care of it.
Yep.
Right. And then we also offer a 90 days post. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I just want to add here, that we offer a 90 days maintenance period after the deployment is done. That begins from the first day the app is deployed on the app stores. It's publicly available. So those 90 days are already covered within the complimentary maintenance retainer, and that we could use as a as the time for your team to get their hands dirty with the code and get wrap their heads around how the code has actually been built if they've not already through the process of development. So that time is also available, and we'd be with you just how we will be with you through the development process after the deployment has been done for up to 90 days.
Okay, got it.
Right, Britta, any I'm trying to think if I may be missing something, but do you have any questions for me? I know you mentioned you have a lot of questions, but feel free to pick my brain on these, and if I have to send something in writing as well, I could do that. I'll send you my company profile. I'll send you our NDA, which is optional if you guys would like to sign that at any stage of this process. Is there something else that you might need from me in terms of writing?
Well, I do have additional questions, but I think I can save that for a demo. In terms of writing, I think the NDA sounds good. And then, yeah, I don't think there's anything else at this time. I'll be in touch via email with that scope of work document and to set up a demo. Last question I have for you, what's your involvement for this project? Are you like, do you head the project? All right. Sorry, what does that look like?
Okay, good question again. So when we assign your team, we always assign a product strategist within your project team. So for myself, I happen to be a product strategist. I
Okay.
am my expertise lies it's a combination of development, but then I'm more towards project management. So say I'd be your project manager. And someone who's going to be guiding the product development on your behalf with my team internally. And I'll stay throughout the process on the team and will be one of the members.
Got it. Thank you. That's helpful. Awesome.
Perfect. So,
Well, I will.
Britta, you go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I'll follow up with those three questions, the scope doc, and then if it's all right, I'll provide some times for a demo.
All right, fantastic. I think that sounds like a plan. So I'll initiate the email correspondence with you with my company profile and the NDA. To that, you can get back to me with the collateral you mentioned. And then, how soon do you want to schedule a next meeting with probably with your stakeholders?
Yeah, I mean, given that we're on a month timeline here, I feel like the end of this week would be great. But I gotta look at everybody's schedules, and it might even be early next week.
All right, then perfect. So I'll send you an email. You feel free to loop other people in the email thread as well. And in any case, we'll try and shoot for meeting again towards the end of this week. All right?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks so much.
All right, perfect. Thank you again for calling back, Britta, and great to have this conversation with you. I look forward to speaking to your team and getting back to you by email. Is there anything else that I may be missing on or something that you'd like to pick my mind on before I let you go?
Oh, I feel good about this conversation and the information that you've armed me with. So thank you.
Same here. Thank you once again. And I'll let you go for the day. All right? You have a good one.
Thanks. You too. Bye.